Hey, and welcome to week three. We are here. And of course, we're going to start off by connecting the dots. Because remember, we are always integrating what we've learned so that it builds and connects and sets you up for success for what is about to come. And we talked about that, you know, just like a recipe, you don't add flour and sugar and eggs one by one without mixing them together, right? And so we want to make sure that we are integrating them with all of the other ingredients so that we can make sure we are connecting all those dots. Okay. So first, let's do a big picture recap. Okay. Remember, this program is designed to give you the strategy and the systems and the support that you need to break that cycle of overeating and really teach and feed your brain a new definition of health and heal your relationship with food for good. But it's not about just taking the stress out of it. It's about putting the peace of mind and ease and pleasure back in as well. Okay. And so again, we talked about, like, this is not another program or plan. This is a conversation, right? It's the conversation of freedom and happiness and peace of mind. It's a conversation where slow is smooth and smooth is fast, and we get to go heal this thing for real so that you can be done with it for good. Okay. And so I invite you into just really staying in this conversation where you decided to just take the leap and go on this ride. And, you know, the one where you're ditching all the band-aids and the quick fixes and trying to outmotivate or outwill or outsmart your longest running habits and really start taking a simpler and more scientific approach to your struggles with food. And yeah, this is really about more than food. It's about who you are as a woman, okay? And to ensure that those shifts keep on happening and happen in the first place, right? We want to make sure that this isn't, you know, just another program or plan by focusing on the following three, okay? Again, it's not just about information. Nobody has an information problem, right? It's also about implementation, right? But we've also got to integrate it, make sure it fits in with your life. And that entails collaboration. So make sure that you are not going on this journey alone, okay? But also remember, no one is or can be an expert on you, right? You have to become the expert on you. You've got to take that role very seriously because you're the only one that can fill that role, okay? And so how do you do that? Well, we've got to address your struggles three-dimensionally, right? Because a body solution alone won't cut it, right? A mind solution, it'll get you a little bit closer, but it won't be enough either. And a brain solution, yeah, it'll get you closer too, but it's got to be all three because the problem is global. And you need a three-dimensional and global solution, okay? So right now, we're really just shifting you from the business of the body where it's just a food and fitness conversation to the business of the brain. And I promise you, keep going, keep staying this path. It will completely transform your life if you let it. But that means, you know, doing what you're doing right now, which is essentially hitting the restart button on all of it. Like the way you're living, the way you're breathing, the way you're thinking and seeing and feeling and eating and moving and all of it, right? I call it self-imaging, but it's got to be to yourself by yourself, not by yourself as in alone, as in by you, like taking yourself through this process. This isn't my process or journey. This is yours, okay? And so every woman that goes through this program has a different experience of it, okay? And so get whatever you need. I promise you, there is no wrong way or right way to do this program, but I'll just keep inviting you to keep coming back to the present, come back to the current step, the current milestone, or the current ingredient. Keep bringing yourself back to the now, okay? And remember, you can't out-diet or outsmart or outperform your current self-image. You've got to go take back your freedom. It's got to be taken back by you, okay? And that's why we keep integrating as we go. And that's why we have to keep connecting the dots and keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Only it's created by you and for you, like your recipes, your minimums, your journey. But keep coming back to this is not a six-week conversation. This is a forever conversation. And so we talked about ritualizing your success right away. And we talked about that little ritual that I gave you, that beliefs overhaul, 10 minutes a day. And again, if all you do these 6 weeks is that daily ritual that I gave you back in week one, your life will dramatically transform. Okay. Also back in week one, we talked about your forever self, like thinking about the version of yourself that identifies as the version of yourself that you want to be, right? Not that you want to do, not that you want to have, that you want to be. Who is she, right? We talked about your forever self that you're becoming, like what's her psychology, her physiology? What is she focusing on? What is she imagining? Is it darkness or light? Which wolf is she feeding, right? And so what kind of questions is she asking? What's the version of yourself that you are no longer willing to accept in your life? What's the line in the sand that you're drawing and you're going to have to keep continually drawing, right? Why this time is different? Because again, you're not just saying it so, you're making it so. Is this like anything you've ever done? Why is this different for you? Like, not what you think my answer is, your answer, right? And what do you need to declare again, or maybe for the first time ever, to make sure that this time is different? Keep coming back to your forever self explorations. Keep revisiting them, okay? We also talked about that new math, like how it's got to be 50%, or that it is. Like, it's half stories, half strategy, right? And so that's you're going to keep needing a new story, right? But we also need a new strategy, because that old one, that diet mentality, it is not working. But the strategy has to be one where it's something that you can learn it and set it up so that it can simply keep happening in the background of your life while you go live your life, while you go work on other stuff. Because remember, if you make your brain happy, it will learn those new patterns and rituals very easily and very fast. It's when your brain is unhappy during the process that you can practically guarantee that you won't ever learn a new pattern for more than a little while, or without having to force yourself or motivate yourself or white knuckle your way to stay the course, right? And that's why transformation is 50% stories and 50% strategy. It's gotta be both. It's always gotta be both. And so you can't just change one without changing the other, okay? The cool thing is, you've already been working more strategically. You've been working on your stories, working on the strategy. And as you know, we've been weaving a very specific red, a very special and very specific red throughout this process, giving you some new goggles and new frames with which to see. And so first were those freedom goggles, right? We talked about how your freedom, or we talked about getting your freedom and what it really looks like, and that it will never be found through a life of control. And so specifically, we want to opt for influence, not control. And we looked at the recipe for rewiring your self-image through what I call those freedom goggles. We took a look and where I asked you to just start becoming aware of where the color blue is showing up in your life. Like, where are you looking at things through good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't lenses? And then immediately switch to the new red, which is, how do I want to feel? And then we talked about reverse engineering it, right? It's actually the first time of many that we took a look at what it would look like to literally reverse engineer the outcomes that we want, right? As opposed to just letting momentum take over or letting our default take over, right? So I told you, like, first, we just want to calculate how you want to feel, then choose the actions that would get you there and go create that. That is how you literally reverse engineer anything, you know, how you want to feel, what you want to do, all of it. Okay. And just remember, control is the opposite of freedom, as in, you can choose freedom, but freedom will never stem from a life of control. You have to choose your freedom. And so if you're always living in that world of good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't, or flip-flopping from one extreme to the next, where you're like running a tight leash and your inner food police is taking over, versus like the opposite, carefree abandonment, your inner, you know, rebel kicks in and says, screw it. That's kind of like the cost of control, right? You're always going to be on that roller coaster. And again, it's a stories and strategy problem, right? It's the goggles with which you're seeing yourself, your circumstances, your habits. And so when you change what you're seeing and what you're saying, and in this case, like what you're asking yourself instead of telling yourself, the rest will seamlessly fall into place, okay? And so specifically, we looked at that black and white that like trying to control yourself inevitably creates, right? That too much restriction cycle. And then the opposite, the all-out abandonment, like too much permission. It's a different like negative thing, right? It's a different end of the spectrum, right? And so your pathway to freedom is simply a matter of becoming aware of when the color blue is showing up, that all or nothing mentality, and creating a new default by focusing on your new red. And then focus on that red and keep bringing yourself back to how you want to feel, okay? So let's keep going. Looking ahead, what is coming next? Let's take a sneak peek at what is coming up this week, okay? So now we're going to take a look at your life through new food goggles, okay? Specifically, again, I'm going to give you a very clear red and blue. Like, we're going to become increasingly aware of where we're focusing on that color blue in the food sense, and mindfully and intentionally bring yourself back to the red. Bring yourself back to the red, okay? And in this case too, you're going to find it's going to simply be about bringing yourself back to how you want to feel. And we're going to, again, calculate how you want to feel and reverse engineer it to get there, okay? It's literally like a reverse engineering process. How cool is that? You want influence and control over your life? Wow, this is how you do it, okay? So that being said, it's already happening in the background of your life. We're changing all three, the state, the stories, the recipes, okay? And because, again, combined with the new goggles that you're getting, but also you're still ritualizing that success ritual that I gave you in minimums, not maximums, back in week one. Again, all of what we're doing, you're already three-dimensionally influencing yourself. And then we get to go add in these new frameworks and goggles on top of it. Like, talk about a powerful, potent combination. It's so awesome, okay? The cool thing is, again, it's happening already as you go in the background just by taking yourself through this process, okay? So the next thing we want to do is we want to get into healing the cycle of overeating. This is, a lot of women think that this is why they're here, to get this piece. And you're going to find that it's just going to really build and integrate into what you're already learning. And we're going to make that whole, like, you know, whether you identify as a sugar addict or a food addict or feel out of control or powerless to control food, you're going to really understand what that cycle is and how to actually heal it. Not put a Band-Aid on it, not go cold turkey on sugar, because again, I want you to be able to enjoy it, right? But with freedom, not control. And we're going to learn how to heal it, okay? And so you've got explorations that are going to take you through what that looks like for you too. And again, it's all there for you laid out in the membership site, okay? So that being said, go ahead and dive in. Dive into the materials and the explorations and just have at it and give yourself permission to be exactly where you are. Take it as it comes and just roll with it, okay? So that is it for this video, and I will see you in the next one.